The current provincial government in Ontario has cited the continuing shortage of legal pot to limit the number of stores which will sell marijuana. Fort Erie is too small to meet the cutoff for one of the initial 25 stores. The town council last night heard from citizens about putting its name on the list for when there are more stores. Some speakers favored that, saying it's good for tourism and will keep people from driving for their supply. Social worker and family therapist Dan Silver says the town shouldn't want a pot store.
If you care about the youth, you'll opt out, and the adults who are going to continue using the marijuana, or the adults who may use it and continue using it responsibly, may have to take an extra 10 or 15 minute drive down the highway. But what you'll be doing is you'll be saving several lives of young people who will be using it too early.
Some speakers during this discussion in an earlier three-hour session on short-term rentals like Airbnb say they're expecting Americans to come across the Niagara River, buy a lot of legal pot and rent rooms or a house and throw a completely legal marijuana party, at least until Governor Cuomo makes it legal on both sides of the river. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.